Phoebe Lou mit Deep Blue Sea auf Flux FM. Ich hatte es gerade schon erwähnt, die junge Dame, die in der Nähe Kapstadt in South Africa groß geworden ist, spielt heute Abend entgegen ihrer Gewohnheiten nicht etwa auf der Straße. Nein, sie hat sich das Lido ausgesucht, um mit einem Konzert in ihren Geburtstag hineinzufeiern. Jetzt ist sie erstmal bei mir im Studio und wir quatschen über die Vor- und Nachteile des Straßenmusiker-Daseins. Wir finden raus, wieso sie vor circa 2 Jahren nach Berlin kam, sprechen über ihre just veröffentlichte EP, auf der auch Freunde von Alice zu hören sind. Wir checken, was sie sich zum Geburtstag wünscht vielleicht auch und wagen einen Blick in die Zukunft von Alice Phoebe Lou. Welcome, hi, how are you doing?
I'm great, a little bit nervous, but very good.
Yeah, are you looking forward to playing a show at Lido tonight?
Yeah, it's cool. It's a very big deal.
Yeah, and you must be kind of excited about the whole thing because yeah. It's not only a concert in Lido, it's your birthday party, basically, right? You
exactly.
must have invited a lot of friends.
A lot of people, and I've been on the street playing and advertising the show for like a month now.
Oh, cool.
And trying to get people to take flyers and tell their friends about it. We got the flyers just in time for Fusion Festival, so we were able to give them out there,
too. Oh, so you were there, too. Cool.
Yeah.
Cool,
yeah.
cool.
And, so it's yeah. It's
and how do people react when you're busking and you're asking them to come to a show in a normal venue? They must be confused,
people
kind
are very
of.
Confused and they tell me I can't wait to see you at O2 or whatever, but you know I prefer the street in a way,
yeah.
but it's nice to take time and effort to build up to a really big concert and show people what you're capable of, you know.
Yeah and I mean you must be kind of used to busking because you've done it for a while now.
Yeah, absolutely.
And what do you expect from tonight's audience? Because I mean, what one thing is for sure, they can't just walk away, they'll be there. they'll be watching the whole show.
Absolutely. Well, I mean it's interesting because it's a mix of people, you know, mm-hmm. and it's all people that have seen you on the street, been mm-hmm. inspired maybe, and then told your friends, their mm-hmm. friends about it. So it will be a very willing audience, as far as I can tell.
So
people
too.
That are wanting to support someone that is taking something that's organic and on the street and then turning it into a more professional performance.
Yeah, and it's totally transparent and obvious that your birthday is tomorrow, so the people, they will bring good vibes for
that
exactly. as well.
Yeah, exactly, and I'm going to feel the good vibes too, so it'll be a celebration of all things.
Yeah, that's cool. I talked to Mike Rosenberg, also known as Passenger, not too long ago, and he started his career by busking as well, and he's a fucking pop star now.
Yeah.
He's all over every radio station that you can imagine. And I'm asking myself, is busking actually the best way of checking out the quality of your songs? Because nobody will stop for a lousy musician with bad songs and a fucked up voice, you know?
It's a really good way of practicing, and you learn your impact on people and the effect that your music has on people, because it's really real. The reactions that you see and the people walking past and how you make them feel, really.
Yeah, sure. And, I mean, sometimes if you're playing a real sad song and people's faces get sad and one or the other person starts crying or something.
It's beautiful.
Yeah,
it's really incredible to see the reactions. And for me, street music is not, it's not like I'm trying to achieve something more. For me, street music is really, really important, and it's something that I will keep with me no matter where my career goes, because it's for me the most original and organic way of getting your music out there.
Yeah, and I really think it's the best way to check out if you're single or if a song of yours has the ability to become a hit.
Exactly.
If you play a hit song on the streets, people will actually stop and watch you playing that song, because there's something magical about the whole thing. Yeah, cool. So I've read that you started busking with like 2 songs when you started busking in Berlin.
Yeah,
that's
pretty much.
That's brave, actually.
Yeah, well, it was more out of necessity. Like I didn't have money and I was traveling and I needed to eat, you know? So that's how busking came for me. It came out of like a need to survive, which is quite an interesting way to start playing music, because that's pretty much how I started playing music.
Yeah.
And then when you realize the effect that you're having on people, your confidence grows and suddenly you've got an amplifier and a crowd of 100 people and you feel really good.
And then how did you write and arrange those newer songs? Because you started with 2 songs.
Yeah.
Did you actually get back into your flat and compose and arrange the songs and then went back to the streets with the ready composed and arranged songs? Or did you try different composition and arrangements in front of the audience as well?
All sorts of things.
Okay.
And when I started busking, music immediately became my life and my lifestyle, and the people that I surrounded myself with were all musicians.
Yeah.
And so all of a sudden you're being influenced from all directions and the songwriting just happens naturally.
Okay, cool. So you did try sketches of songs maybe
absolutely.
In front of an audience.
especially because in the beginning when I was busking, I was playing in subways where no one's really listening to you anyway. So you just feel like you can do whatever and no one will really care anyway. So
I read that your favorite place now is Warschauer Straße still.
Yeah,
you
absolutely.
Don't just call that your favorite place to play, but your office
it's
as well.
It's my office. It's my office.
And you've met some of your collaborators there as well.
Absolutely. I've met pretty much all of my closest friends there. And that's why it's a really special place for me. So I'll go there, I'll wait a little bit, wait for another musician to play, then have my chance to play. The sun will be setting. And once I've finished playing, I'll still sit around and, you know, have a few drinks and chill with some friends and bump into people, because Warschauer Straße seems to be quite a meeting point for lots of people.
Yeah, but I'm asking myself, is that kind of similar in other cities as well? Because I can imagine that if you're a street musician and you have your corner, it's like it's like being a crack dealer, actually. Because, you know, this is my corner, that's why I'm playing.
Yeah.
So fuck you, guy.
Yeah.
Get your acoustic guitar and leave.
Yeah, in
but
a lot
in Berlin,
of cities.
It seems to be like hippie-esque kind of.
Exactly, yeah. It's way more territorial in a lot of other cities. Mm-hmm. I mean, I can't say, I haven't got a lot of experience, but in places like Amsterdam and these kind of places, it's a lot more competitive and you feel like a lot more nervous. And that's where I started. I started playing with fire on the street when I was 18 in Amsterdam. Mm-hmm. And I experienced a lot of really bad negative things from other people that were also wanting to perform. But Berlin has a really good feeling whereby the musicians are not just competitive. They're actually, we're all in the same boat and we respect each other and respect each other's need to we're all trying to do the same thing, you know. Yeah. We're all trying to make a living and enjoy ourselves and not have to somehow fall into the system or whatever, you know.
It sounds pretty good to me.
Yeah.
It's kind of like unbelievable, though, but it must have to
feels
do something.
Feels like paradise to me.
Yeah, there's something in the air in Berlin, I think.
Yeah.
It's still a magical city.
Yeah, absolutely.
You brought your acoustic guitar, so I would want you to play us a little song before we talk a little bit more, and we probably give away some tickets for tonight's show. Let me just make the more important adjustments for your sound, because we want the beautiful sound on this radio. Okay, I'm done. Which song are we going to be listening to?
This one's called Fiery Heart, Fiery Mind.
Okay, there we go. Fiery Heart, Fiery Mind. Live auf Lux FM von Alice, Phoebe, Lou.
Said, go, 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 go get lost in the wind. And I've been hearing some whispers on the wind, and they said, run, 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 run away for your sins. But don't fiery mind behind, take it along for the ride. And don't leave that fiery mind behind, take it along for the my soul, and it will roll right on. I'll have to say farewell so long. There'll be a steam train rolling across my heart, and I will have to depart. I will have to depart. Now don't leave. go, 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 go get lost in the wind.
Whoa, yeah, that was great. Alice Phoebe Lou live auf Flux FM mit einer starken Variante eines Stückes, das auch auf der EP drauf ist. That's one of the songs that is on the EP as well.
And we just released a music video for it too, a few days ago. Yeah,
oh, cool.
My first music video.
The first music video shot on the streets of Berlin, I assume.
No, actually, in Cape Town. My father shot it for me. He's a documentary filmmaker, so he made the music video for me.
Oh, see, now it's becoming a family affair, whole thing again. So how astounded was he that you come back from Berlin and you are planning your first gigs? And I mean, I don't think that you've actually planned to be on a busking move when you left Kapstadt, right?
No, I was just kind of wanting to travel and then go back home and do university and what I was supposed to do.
Uh-huh.
But when I found my path, which was street performance, it was just very clear what I wanted to do. And in the beginning, of course, as parents do, they worry and they feel like, yes, but then what? You know, what next?
Yeah.
And what's the next plan? And do you have, you know, security and safety and stuff like this? But once they realized the extent of how seriously I was taking street music, and that I wasn't just doing it as like, you know, like a in the wind kind of not really sure where I'm going or how I'm doing it thing, they realized that it was perfect for me. And my parents are pretty open-minded and respectful of me, so
you'd be coming back like, no, I quit university, actually I'm a street musician right now. And your daddy wasn't like, what, you're not part of this family anymore? No, he was like, okay, then I'll shoot a video for you then. I mean, that's pretty cool, isn't it? That's
I love my parents, they're amazing.
Yeah, cool. So what can people expect from tonight's show? Because I've heard that there are people, the friends that are on your EP that are joining you on stage as well.
So I've got a friend of mine called Matteo, and he plays a whole bunch of instruments. Mm-hmm. And we've been making music together for the last 3 months since I've been back in Berlin. And it's a little bit different to my usual stuff, but it's basically just adding and enhancing and making the sound a bit bigger, you know, for a bigger stage. So it's not just a girl and a guitar anymore.
Okay.
And so we've just adapted all of my songs, and so he'll be playing with me. It'll be us two for the main act, and a couple of other little surprises in between.
Cool.
And then the two first acts are Peach from Israel, a duo, friends of mine, and then Perota Chingo, which is a Argentinian band who are actually really big in Latin America, and we met them at Fusion, became friends, and now they're opening for us too. So it's going to be a really interesting night, full of lots of different music.
Yeah.
Full of celebrative vibes.
Yeah, that's cool. And you're in the position now to kind of like help other artists to grow and to happen on stage of Lido tonight.
We've been working really hard this whole week until like 3 o'clock in the morning every night, painting stage designs and trying to make the stage into some kind of other little magical Alice in Wonderland type universe.
And why did you choose Lido? Was it just because it's close to Warschauer Straße? I've been living in Berlin for almost 20 years now, and it's always been my favorite club because it's one of the best sounding clubs. Mm. That would be my reason for choosing that club. What was your reason?
We kind of took a leap of faith and we were like, hey, it's big and it's quite risky as a street artist who isn't very well known to just play at the Lido and expect 600 people to arrive there, you know. But it was a leap that I think I needed because I'm a very motivated person and I'm pretty headstrong. And when I put my mind to something, I do it. And Lido just felt like something to work towards, something to achieve.
Yeah.
And that's what we're doing.
And you're going to be able to read your name in capital letters on the outside of the building just before your birthday is going to happen. Isn't that cool?
It's all super a climax. Cool. It's like the climax of my life so far. You know, 21 years old, a big concert, and so many friends and people rising to the occasion and helping me out. It's really special.
I guess you will never forget that evening. Yeah. And it might be like the first bigger show of Alice Phoebe Lou and the start of a worldwide career.
Woo-hoo.
But if you just told me that even if you were playing the huge and large shows in the near future, you'd still be coming back to the streets.
Always.
Okay,
always.
Cool.
Because it's where I was born as an artist. It's where I will carry on being.
That's the cool thing about busking. If you write a bio about your musical career, it always sounds as if you were a hardcore hip hopper. You know, I was born on the streets of Berlin. Peace out. My name is Alice Furby Lou, and you're gonna listen to my new track. So what is it? Are you gonna be playing us another song, please? That would be so cool.
I will do that.
Okay, what's this? What's the name of that song?
This one's called "Girl on an Island."
Oh yeah, cool. "Girl on an Island" live on our Auf Lux FM von Alice Phoebe Lou. Let me give away tickets real quick before you start. Wer also heute Abend ins Lido gehen möchte und die eigentlich auf der Straße musizierende Alice Phoebe Lou mal auf der Bühne des großen Lido erleben möchte, der ruft mich jetzt ganz schnell an unter 030 2000 9000 Berlin. 2000 9000 ist die Nummer. Zum Glück, meine Kollegin Julia Oberlohr geht für euch ans Telefon. Alice, people are phoning in already for the show tonight. Mm-hmm. It's gonna be great. So here we go.
There once was an island further than any boat had reached, and she sat there in silence, alone but at ease. A spell was upon her, her body could never leave, but her mind would travel multitudes you or I could not conceive. When the night sky's your only friend, when you're tired of playing pretend, when the ground under your feet like no more than a dream, and you're in over your head, and your instincts are not fed. Well, you're not free. You don't feel free. There's no time to be on that island with me, far away from the city, from the litter and poverty, from the fast-paced monotony.
Stadium applause, so you can get used to it. Stadium applause auf Lux FM for Alice Phoebe Lou. Thanks a lot for visiting us. It was a great pleasure talking to you.
Thank you. It was a pleasure being here.
Yeah, and I wish you the best of luck for tonight's show.
Thank you.
For your 21st year on planet Earth.
Woohoo!
And for all your future plans. I think there must be many.
Yeah, so many.
Yeah,
so
and
many.
as soon as you finish your next project, as soon as you got something new in the pipeline, you know where we are right now. We're pretty close to your office at Warschauer Straße.
We are, yes.
So our office is your office too. You just come and visit us, and
that would be great.
Yeah,
thank you for having me. It's been a pleasure.
Yeah, no problem. Have fun at tonight's show. Bye-bye.
Bye.